On time, so let's get right to it. But happy Veterans Day. I know officially not till Saturday, but many observing it today. And I know, in fact, ceremonies, of course, in Manhattan. But just some of your thoughts on this Veterans Day, Senator.
Well, Kathy, I'm not a veteran, but I grew up with Vietnam in the back of my life, and it taught me lots of things. I graduated from high school as the Vietnam War was coming to an end. And one of the things that I saw, and I want to make certain that never happens again, is the way our veterans were treated, the lack of respect in many instances that were demonstrated toward them when they returned from their service to our nation in Vietnam. And I've been a member of the Veterans Committee since I was elected to the House of Representatives. Not only am I a member of the Veterans Committee, but I also chair the subcommittee that funds, that appropriates money for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I want to make certain that my generation and the generations that follow me do a better job of caring for and respecting, honoring those who served, and at the same time keep our commitments to provide the benefits and particularly health care services that were promised those who served our country. And that issue is front and center. So first of all, I would say express my gratitude. I understand, my family and I understand, that in the absence of those who served, From the beginning of our country's history through the servicemen and women today, that we wouldn't have the freedoms and liberties and joy, the way of life we have in America, but for that service. And so I'm very grateful. You know, it strikes me that this is a week in which two important things occur. One, our respect that we're talking about for veterans is demonstrated on Veterans Day, although that ought to be something that occurs 365 days a year. But also we had elections in this in the state of Kansas. We had local elections earlier this week, an example of certainly other people who are willing to serve. But that opportunity for representative democracy, for the republic that we live in, wouldn't exist but for those who've sacrificed so much. And I would tell you that it's a reminder to me. I'm in Kansas as we speak. I have Veterans Day events to speak to today in Topeka and Effingham. In northeast Kansas. I'll be in Hays and Kensington for those purposes tomorrow on Veterans Day. It is a reminder that when I return to Washington, D.C. on Monday, that we have a lot to learn from those who served our country, and none of them serve for Republicans or Democrats. They serve for making their families safe, their communities safe, and belief that freedom and liberty could be preserved for future generations. Not about Republicans and Democrats, and we ought to use that as a role model as we work in Congress and try to work together.
I know, and of course, another item, and getting to some the regular everyday business, the Senate tax reform plan, a lot of discussion on that. I'm hearing mixed reviews, of course, a lot of people a bit confused perhaps on what's in that plan, but maybe just the very basics. I know you put out a statement just yesterday on that.
Well, thanks, Kathy. This is important, and I do think there's a lot of mixed messages, and rightfully so, because there's no definitive answer. The House has a plan out. The Senate has several pieces of paper that describe a plan, but not specific language. That's expected later today. And, of course, in the world of politics, these things get labeled and stereotyped before the facts are ever known. And I would tell you that my view is that there are opportunities for us to change the tax code that benefit every American. We ought to pursue those. And in large part, I'm interested in tax reform or changes in our tax code for simplification. More people ought to be able to file a tax return without needing professional help, for the purpose mostly, however, of creating jobs. Oftentimes, politicians, elected officials talk about economic growth, job creation. What I want to say is I want a tax code that encourages more jobs, better jobs, higher paying jobs, more secure jobs. And we're going to work to see that that's the case. And I would say also to my constituents, I have no particular interest in trying to specifically do something that benefits the wealthy. I am interested in doing something that creates opportunities for people to invest and create jobs as a result of that investment. So a lot of work yet to be done. This is a very beginning aspect of tax reform. And again, try to highlight what I said earlier about bipartisanship, Republicans and Democrats. I hope that this plan, which will have a hearing in the Finance Committee next week, next Monday, we'll give every Republican and Democrat on the committee the opportunity to debate, to offer amendments, and to take votes. And we ought to do everything we can to do this in a way that involves all 100 senators, regardless of their party affiliation, It will take Democrats who are willing to allow tax reform, so-called victory for Republicans, and it'll take Republicans who are willing to be open and receptive to ideas that Democrats representing their constituents present for a tax code. We'll see if that happens.
Real quickly, too, I know that that four livestock disaster bills that you really worked hard on, I did want to mention that making the news, of course, just this week, and maybe talk about that briefly, too.
Well, Kathy, thank you. I think it's four times that I've been, maybe five, that I've been to Clark County since the fires occurred in March, and we saw a number of instances in Kansas, not just Clark County, where major grass fires damaged livestock production and threatened communities, and a few instances of people losing their lives. We listened to the producers, to veterinarians, and to bankers, and there's a couple of farm programs, agricultural programs that are there to assist in this disaster, but of course they have lots of little problems and technicalities and bureaucracy behind them. So we've introduced legislation with Congressman Marshall that would fix those common sense kinds of things and make these programs more beneficial when it comes to landowners, ranchers, and farmers replacing fence and disposing of damaged cattle. Just some common sense things. And the pleasing thing to me about this is no think tank solution. It's just listening to Kansans who've had experiences with these problems and saying, let's fix this in the way that they think would work better for them.
Only about a minute left. I know you were recently in Pottawatomie County. Our commissioner spoke highly of their visit with you, and I think some medical related. You were actually, I think, visiting a hospital when you were here.
Well, the town hall meeting was in Onega for Pottawatomie County. We're continuing to do the town hall meetings across Kansas, 105 of them. We had a well-attended, I think, 50-plus people there. County commissioners of Pott County were there. There was some focus on health care issues. I was introduced by the CEO of the hospital at Onega. But I would tell you, it also getting prepared for this town hall meeting caused me to start paying more attention to an issue of transportation, particularly as the road over Tuttle Creek Dam is preparing for repairs and shutdown. What can be done with the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Department of Transportation, but most likely the Kansas Department of Transportation and county commissioners to get a different path than the one that's currently contemplated. We're expected that people will be driving over county roads, and those roads need some attention.
And we are out of time. We appreciate you sharing a few moments of your very busy Veterans Day with us today. And, of course, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Manhattan.
Communities where jobs, schools, and public transportation are walkably close.